Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And listen to what it says. I love this. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. What a prayer. Are we willing to ask God, Father, make me willing?
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Well, we hope you're having a great day so far, and we're happy you've tuned in. Today, Pastor Bill concludes the first message from his six-part series, Essentials of the Heart. Let's listen in.
God says this. It says in Romans 1:24, it says, therefore, God... Well, first of all, let me just read verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful. They became futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts, not their minds. Those futile, empty minds were empty. It was their heart that got them in trouble. Their hearts were darkened. Now, listen to what it says in verse 24 of Romans. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their own hearts. To dishonor their own bodies. Listen to me. It's what's in a person's heart. That's why we have to protect our heart. That's why we have to fill our heart with the Word of God. Amen? Amen. That is the very, very first essential. It's a heart issue. So what do? Well, we have to detox. We have to detox daily, man. And you know what? Here the other day I said, are you seeking the Lord? I said, no, you're not seeking the Lord. Well, why? Well, I just don't have the time. And I said, you don't have time to seek the Lord? I said, listen, it's not hard to find him. He's right there with you. See, not seeking the Lord is not a time issue again. It's a heart issue. You know, King Jehoshaphat, the prophet, was speaking to him in 2 Chronicles 19:3. Listen to what happened. Nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed, that's an important word, you have removed the wooden images from the land. In other words, he removed them first, and listen to what happened, and have prepared your heart to seek God. King Rehoboam in 2 Chronicles 12:14, and he did evil, and it tells us why he did evil, because he did not prepare his mind. No, he did not prepare his heart. Loved one, listen, we have to prepare our heart and we have to protect our heart. Amen? That is the very, very first essential. He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. Listen about King Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles 31:20. It says, and thus King Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. He did what was good. He did what was right. He did what was true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, period. And listen to the next line. So he prospered out of the heart, protected. Why? All of the issues of life, they flow right here. Amen? Very important to see that. How about Ezra in Ezra 7:10? For Ezra had something he'd already done. He had prepared his heart. He was inwardly determined to do something, to seek the law of God, to seek the word of God. And then it says, and to do it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. We must prepare our hearts. We must protect our hearts. Listen to me. Have you ever noticed that when you're at home, that Bible that belongs to you with your name written on it, that's sitting on your coffee table, have you ever noticed that when you get home and you sit down in the lazy chair and right there's a little coffee table, that the Bible doesn't just leap up and attack you and say, study me? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, it doesn't do that way. No, we have to reach and get it ourselves. Ezra gives us the perfect example. He told us, he said, you must study it, you must obey it, and then he said, you must do it. That is wisdom. Now listen, if we are not a James 1:21 people, in other words, if we're not doers of the word, just hearers only, deceiving our own selves, if we're not, then there's a problem. See, it's not demons that's stopping us. It's not our husbands, our wives, our children, our jobs, our friends, our neighbors that's stopping us. If we're not a doer of God's word, the truth of the matter is, and we have to be honest with ourselves, all of us, me, you, everyone, the problem is a heart issue, isn't it? See, remember what Jesus said? Jesus told us in Matthew 11:29, he says, take my yoke upon you. That is a command to the entire church. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Why? For I am gentle, and listen to his words. Jesus said, I am lowly, where? In heart. I'm lowly in my heart. And you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Now listen to me. If we don't take his yoke, Christian, that doesn't mean we're not saved. I'm not saying that. But I am saying this. If we don't take that yoke, it's a commandment. Please, it is not a fear issue. It is not an empowerment issue. It is not even a grace issue. It is an issue in our heart. Do you understand me? It is an issue in our heart. So the very first essential to doing anything for the Lord is that we look at our hearts, that we prepare our hearts, that we detox our hearts, that we prepare them and protect and so forth. Or if we don't do that, the other essentials, although important, will not be as powerful in our lives. Sometimes we have to ask God to clean up our hearts again. Do you ever ask him that? I ask him to do that every day, man. I say, Lord, please, I want to clean up my heart. And let me tell you why. Because the state of our heart, listen now, the state of our heart governs our vision of God. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, he said this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they, and I could say, and they only, for they will what? See. They will see God. There's something to be said about all of that. And I think, oh Lord, in other words, if the heart is detoxed, if the heart is prepared, in other words, when the heart is clean, all of a sudden our vision becomes clear. Then when Hebrews 12:2 really comes into being, in other words, if I can see, then I can, it says, looking unto Jesus. That word means gazing, being steadfast, fixing your gaze upon him. The pure in heart will see God. Amen? Okay, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Pure means a clean heart, a heart that daily is detoxed and protected from the world and from the danger within. An unprotected heart is deadly. Jesus told us in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, present tense, there your heart will be also, future tense. Wherever your treasure is, wherever my treasure is, that's where we'll find our hearts. And you know something? The Bible tells us that a person who has a true heart, Hebrews 10:22, a true heart draws near to God, near to God. You see, if our hearts are dirty or polluted or not detoxed, we can't see clearly. Are you following me? And that's what's wrong with many in the church right now. They've forgotten that they have to protect their hearts. It's the very, very first essential. It says in Acts 13:22, it says, and when he had removed him, in other words, when God removed King Saul, and he raised up for them David as a king, to whom he also gave testimony. Listen to the testimony of God. He says, I have found David. God says, I found David, the son of Jesse. Isn't it wonderful that when God is looking for somebody, he's looking for a man, he's looking for a woman. He's looking for us today. He says, I have found David, the son of Jesse. And listen to what he says. Listen to God's testimony. He says, he's a man after my own heart who will do all my will. Would to God that that would be God's testimony about us with all sincerity. That we would say, Lord, we want to be like that. Oh, where would God take us? Just that heart after God. Where? How could he use us? The heart, our hearts are constantly open to influences above and below. Speaking of David, about his heart, when he sinned with Bathsheba, oh, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, when he sent Uriah the Hittite into the heat of the battle to have him killed, lying unto God. Turn with me and let's look what David requested, a man who is after God's own heart. Turn to Psalm 51 with me and let's look at something tonight. There in Psalm 51, It's a beautiful, this prayer of repentance, and where he cries out for God, "Oh God, have mercy upon me according to your tender mercies." He says, "Blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my, cleanse me from my sin," and so forth. He says, "Purge me with hyssop." He's talking about, he knows he sinned. You know that David would not confess his sin for a whole year. He and Nathan the prophet had to go to him and say, and told him a story and said, "David, you're the man. You're the man that's done all this." And he said, "Oh, I've sinned. I've sinned against God. I've done this wickedness against God." And you know what he does? He says, "My bones are just breaking. My joy, all of it's gone. I'm just wasted," he says. And look what he says to do in verse 10. David cries out in this prayer, and let's make this our prayer. Look what he says, talking about the heart, the first essential in this series. He says in verse 10, he says, "Create in me." Isn't that amazing? He's crying out. He says, "Oh God, you know, I pray this prayer sometimes every day. Oh God, create in me." You say, "Well, Bill, you're born again." I know that, but you know what? We walk through a dirty world, don't we? You know what? If we're not careful, if we don't detox every day, if we don't prepare our hearts every day, we're going to start saying stupid things, doing stupid things. We can get in trouble. David said, "Oh Lord, create in me." And look what he wanted. He said, "I want you, Lord, to create in me a what? A clean heart, oh God." Listen, David was saved. David loved the Lord. This word "create" there is the same word used in Genesis when God said, created the world. In other words, from nothing, he said, "Get rid of my heart. I want a brand new heart because I've used my heart. I looked down and it was in the spring. It was in a time of the year when kings were supposed to be out to battle, and I saw her and I went and I called for her and I took her. I used her." David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David, a man after God's own heart. We all fail at times, amen? David says, "Oh God, I need another heart. I want this thing ripped out of me." There's so many of us today, you know what? We blame others. Now come on, don't get mad at me. I love you, but we blame others for our problems. "The reason I act this way is because of you." No, the reason you act this way is because of your heart. It's what's in your heart. Don't tell me I know. I lived it. I'll not forgive you. I'll never forgive you. And I'm justified in it. No, you're not. I've been forgiven by the greatest forgiver of all time, my Lord and Savior. I look and I say, "Lord, I got a problem. And my problem is not, okay, I'm addicted to this, or my problem is this." No, the problem is here. It's the heart. Because out of the heart flow the issues of real life, real living. God says, "We got a problem in the heart, man." David says, "I want a clean heart. I want a pure heart. I don't want my old heart anymore." And he says, "Renew." Look what he says. Renew what? "A steadfast spirit, an immovable spirit within me." You know what that means? It means constant. You know what David is saying there? He's saying, "Listen, I am sick and tired of being a yo-yo Christian. I'm sick of one day living for you and the next day I'm not living for you." He said, "Oh God, I'm tired of it." Father, he said, "No matter what I'm facing, I want my heart to be consistent. No matter the circumstances that come into my life." David says, "I want to be consistent." He said, "Oh, don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me." That's what he did to King Saul. Remember, he pulled the spirit off him. Of course, we know that God won't remove the Holy Spirit from us. Oh, we can grieve him, but he feels like he's not here, but he is. Amen. Because we've vexed him. We've saddened him. We've hurt him. We've made him sad. He says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with your generous spirit." David didn't lose his salvation. He said, "But I haven't had any joy since I've been living like this because my heart's messed up." It's the first essential. Let me read that scripture to you in the NIV, verse 12 in the NIV. One of the few times I ever quote the NIV. "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." And listen to what it says. I love this. "Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." What a prayer. Oh, he's saying, listen, here's what we should be saying. Are we willing to ask God? Talking about our first essential tonight, the heart. Are we willing to ask God, "Father, make me willing. Make me willing. Make me willing. Open up my heart, God." Drop down to verse 16. Look what David prays. He says, "Oh, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I'd give it. You do not delight in the burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a crushed, shattered, broken, crushed to pieces, contrite." What? "Heart. These, oh God, you will not despise." God won't despise a heart. That's what he's looking at. He's not looking at our lips. "Oh, Lord, forgive me." No, he's looking at my heart. Do you really want to be forgiven? Do you really want to be cleaned up? See, our problems in our lives, listen to me, they do not originate from the world we live in. I know that we think they do, but they don't. Our problems do not originate in the world that we live in, but the world that lives in our hearts and the world that lives in the hearts of others. That's why we have all this hell on the planet, is because of the issues that flow out of a person's heart. God says, I want you to protect it. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 62:8, where it says, trust in him at all times, meaning whatever you're going through, every second, every circumstance, every situation, he says, trust in him at all times, you people. And listen to what he says now. Pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us. You know what God says? Now listen, our first essential. God says in his word, he says, listen, will you trust me? Do you trust God to empty your heart out to him? God says, will you trust me at all times? He says, will you pour out? Will you empty out your heart? Will you get rid of that, whatever it is? Will you just pour it out and get rid of it? Will you let me have those things? God is saying, here's the deal. He's saying to us tonight, are you willing to open up your heart and let me in there and let me really inspect it? That is the very first essential. Psalm 139, 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Know my heart. Try me. That means to test me, prove me, check me out, examine me. Know my anxieties and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. What a prayer. What an incredible prayer. I mean, the psalmist, he goes, Lord, here's the deal. I want you to look at me, look into my heart, because out of it flow all the issues of life. I want you to look into my heart, Lord, and here's the deal. I want you to just look in there and point out anything in me that offends you. Anything. Anything that offends you. This is the starting point of every essential that we're going to cover. And I look at it and I say, oh, Lord, we have to prepare our hearts. We have to protect our hearts. We have to detox our hearts daily. And you know, the truth is that we don't know how to clean up our hearts. The Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse 9, who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? The answer is no one. Only God can clean us up. Amen? Only God can detect and detox. Amen. That's a good word, Lord. Do you understand? Only the Lord can do that. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, 26, it says, my son, it says, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Well, if you give it to him, he's going to take it. And it's not yours anymore. He says, give me your heart. How do we give God our hearts? How do we do that? Well, that's part of the vision statement at Calvary Chapel 4. Remember what it is? We believe that a great commitment to the great commandment and the great commission will grow a great church. What is the great commandment? Jesus told us it's the great commandment, the great commandment, the greatest of them all. What did Jesus tell us? He told the attorney, remember the lawyer that came to him? He said, here it is. He said, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Why? Why not half of your heart? Why not part of your heart? Why does Jesus say, listen, I have to have, this is the commandment, I have to have all of your heart. I'll tell you why. For out of it flow the issues of life. Out of it there, see, if we don't love the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might, all of our strength, and the second one is just like the first, and our neighbor as ourself, we will love something else. Do you understand? When our heart is totally in love with God, here's what happens now. When we love Jesus, I love you, and I'm giving you my heart, and I know I've got some problems, and I know I'm growing, and I know I'm making some mistakes, but here's the deal. Here, take this thing right now. Take it. Just take it. I want to love you with all my heart. I don't want to all of a sudden love you today, but then I'm going to go over here and share my body with another man's wife. I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to lie, or I'm going to cheat, I'm going to steal, I'm going to gossip, I'm going to do this. No, no. I just want to love you because I know that if I love you, I won't be a half-hearted believer. I won't be a half-hearted disciple. How would you like to be married to a woman and all of a sudden all she does is talk about her old lovers? Huh? How would you like to be married to a husband? All he talks about is old lovers. And I'm going to go back and visit them. Do you mind? If we don't love Jesus his way, all, that means we have to yield. It's our first essential. If we don't love him with all, the deal is this, and I'm not saying that's the easy thing to do. I'm not saying it's an easy thing for a man to deny himself and to take up his cross and follow him. I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do. But the good news is we can do it in the power of another. We reach our potential in the power of another. It's not our strength. It's not our ability. It's just saying, you mean all I have to do is give you my heart? Yeah, you give it to me. Let's open our hearts and let's see what the Holy Spirit will do. Because some of you tonight are believing lies from your heart that God doesn't love you, that he will never use you, or that you're never going to make it, or that you know your marriage is never going to make it, or you don't know what's going to happen in the next month. You know, your heart will lie to you. Remember, you have to protect it. You have to prepare it with the Word of God. And then as we start doing it, it strengthens our heart. Listen, God wants us to have a merry heart. For a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Like a medicine. Protect your heart. Why not tonight just open your heart to God and say, detox me. Father, we just come before you tonight. We bow our hearts, Lord, wanting to reach you and find you. Lord God, wanting to feel your embrace, to feel your touch. There are things in our hearts that are not right. Some of our hearts are full of fear. Fear is ruling the issues of life. Fear is stopping us from doing this and doing that because we feel that we need this to make it in life. We need this to relax, or we need whatever it is. We need you. We need you to come right now. And we need you to just sweep through this place and sweep out and dust out our hearts and anything that is displeasing, because we ask you to search us right now. Lord, try our hearts. See if there's anything in there that offends you. If there's something we're doing that offends you, that hurts you, that grieves you, Lord, look into our hearts right now. The very first essential, Lord, we have to get our heart right. Get our hearts right, Lord. I don't know what else to do but say, here it is. Here it is, Lord. Come in. Take out the hurt. Remove my shame. I'm sick of feeling guilty. I'm so tired of feeling unworthy. I'm so tired of life. Lord, please detox our hearts. Wash them out with the precious blood of Jesus. And let everything that offends you be placed under the blood of Jesus. And through your mercy tonight and through your grace, would you bring healing to people? Healing to their hearts. Freeing them, because Lord, you've already set them free, but their hearts are telling them that they're not free. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Lord, let our heart think rightly. May we rise up and say, wash us out, and now we're going to protect our hearts daily. We're going to detox daily, because we're going to keep our hearts prepared with the living Word of God. Now, Lord, bless your people. Touch your people. Touch me, God. Touch everyone in the children's church. Touch all the youth tonight. Touch everyone that's listening live. Touch everyone that's listening on the radio. Touch them. God, detox your people. Clean us up. Our light is dim. The flame is low. Set our hearts on fire again. Restore the joy of our salvation again. Oh God, create a clean heart in us tonight. Remove everything that offends you. Now touch us. Touch us in the most essential place of our being, our heart. We love you tonight. We praise you tonight. In Jesus' name.
We'll continue Pastor Bill's series, Essentials of the Heart, on Love Never Fails next time, and we do hope you'll join us again. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, may the Lord bless you. Good day, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.